from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All time in Major League history. There's a ball shot into right center field. That's got a chance. That's a bullet home run into the bullpen.
Oh, man.
Slash of respect.
So much hate behind that swing.
Nobody picks him, and he's chosen why. Yeah, he should have been the first round pick. Yordan, number 151 in his career, night after he had number 150.
And it was an impressive shot. It is line drive missile that just got over the wall and didn't just, you know, get over the wall because it wasn't hit hard enough. It just got over the wall because it was just hit on a line.
And launch angle was about as low as you can get to get one out of the park. He hit that thing 420 at least.
Well, I thought it
went over the fence at 410. I think that thing went about 420, Ron, and I thought it was for sure going to one-hop the wall.
I thought it was going to hit the wall.
Yeah.
I thought it was just going to hit it. That thing just rising. That was
One of them old piss missiles, boy. I'm telling you, boy. That was a shot.
One of them golf shots that break a window.
Yeah, looked like one of my golf shots that I bladed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and it went over the green. It went over the green by about 50 yards.
Just kept rising.
Four!
But yes, it is 2-0. That made it 2-0. And Yusei Kikuchi is off to another great start in this game. He is at 4 2/3 innings, 3 hits, no runs, 6 strikeouts.
I love Kikuchi!
Oh, yeah, with 2 walks as he is looking to try to get through the fifth and get through this Rangers lineup. Has had a couple of innings where he's had some traffic, but been able to get out of it. And the one thing, as we said, Clint, when they traded for him, didn't love everything they gave up, and it was a dicey situation, especially how he had been pitching throughout the season, especially lately. But the one thing that did show up was his ability to get swings and misses. And he has gotten himself out of trouble because he's had the ability to get swings and misses and cut down their opportunities and chances. And that's a big key right now for him, is he gets strikeouts and swings and misses. He's got 6 of them already.
Yeah, look, I mean, there's a lot of folks that were up in arms about the move, and rightfully so. I mean, Kikuchi had definitely earned the criticism with his numbers of late, and let's be honest, it hadn't been real impressive from a career perspective. I think 2023 last year was a good year for him.
All-star year, but
yeah, but before that, I mean, it's been tough. So I mean, I understand, but it sure looks like the combination of everything you just mentioned in terms of that swing and miss ability, and the Astros' obvious ability to get more out of pitchers than other organizations have. It sure seems like, I mean, look, 2 starts in, it sure seems like this is...
I love Kikuchi!
Yes, absolutely. It sure looks like there's going to be a lot of people that end up loving Kikuchi.
If they don't already.
Great point.
Like we do.
They probably are very
these fan, two
especially
outings?
From his first start. Yeah, they're a big fan of their love for Kikuchi. And this backs up.
I need a t-shirt.
All right, well, I'm certain you thought about it. There's a seventh strikeout just made.
By the way, can we please acknowledge his walk off on his last strikeout?
Yeah, that's quickly.
He struck out the last batter a couple of times through his five innings of work here.
He has ended the inning.
It is a quick enough walk off where if I were a hitter, it'd piss me off.
You want to slow down a little bit?
I mean, he's walking
like
before
he's walking
I finish
before
my swing.
He's Steph Curry, you think? He's shooting a three and running back.
Yes, that is. It's great unless you're that hitter.
He's walking off the mound like he's got to get back on from break.
I ain't even finished my swing yet. I ain't processed that I completely whiffed on that ball yet, and he's four steps back towards the dugout.
Yeah, that
pissed me off a bit.
There you go, Tyler got a little money right there with that last one, that seventh strikeout.
Cha-ching!
There you go. As he continues rolling through, and Clint, man. Right now, as we said here, he's got seven strikeouts, two walks on three hits and no earned runs. And he's through five. That backs up now four or five. The Astros, the starts that they've been getting up to this point, and I know Kikuchi still has some game to go. Obviously, Framber has a no-hitter through the first 26 outs. Before that, Hunter Brown gives you six innings and one run. Before that, one run or no runs for Spencer Arrigetti on 12 strikeouts. Kikuchi had the start before that when he had two runs on 11 strikeouts. Their starting pitching has been nasty, nasty here of late. And as I said yesterday, I know a texter said, Ron, it doesn't mean all the pitching doesn't mean scoring runs. No, but what it means, if you continue to get this, the Houston Astros, with at least the few bats they have in their lineup, they're going to be able to get wins if they're getting this type of performance from their rotation.
Absolutely. I mean,
without Kyle Tucker,
it's hard to believe that these guys have thrown it as well as they have of late. But I mean, with August being this as difficult as it is a month, I mean that's exactly what they're going to need. Because you make the point, Ron. If you had to pick great hitting or great pitching. Pitching is what you want, right?
Oh, every time.
The hitting's going to come and go, and when you've got two or three guys in your lineup that can absolutely change the game with one swing of the bat, which the Astros still have, you're going to win a lot more games than you lose given this formula right now with the pitchers pitching the way that they are.
Yeah, so this is big. Again, we got a shout-out here on this big three. Framber Valdez, tough way for that no-hitter to end last night, but... Man, Clint, that was ace stuff. That was big
moment.
He was
nails, man.
Needed a win. You lost game one. Needed a win. That was Cy Young worthy of a performance he gave last night.
I agree. I mean, that was special. I mean, how do you feel about Tyler just blatantly tweeting about what he's doing the whole time through?
I have no problem with
it. Just throwing it in all the faces of all the people that don't believe you should talk about it.
I have no problem with it. And it has improved our friendship because he did so. I feel closer.
Oh, it really moved the needle.
Oh, it moved me. It moved me.
I didn't know this.
I think it's the stupidest thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, don't talk about the no-hitter. Like, your words have something to do with him throwing that pitch to Corey Seager.
Right. Well, Tyler's tweets didn't.
I'll step on a line coming off the field. I'll do it all.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.